yezana zana shake bar one sports sang sangana lapha enkunzini sithi yimi u DJ Nqaza. We are here at FNB Stadium whereby Orlando Pirates abafana bakama Kepula will be meeting e Kaizer Chiefs abafana bokuthula noxolo. Sithi namhlanje sihlangene lapha e-FNB Stadium, sihlangene inkunzi zombili, sithi hayi ziyasuka amadoda zehla ziyehlele nakoke.
Uzawuthini untshangase ngoku? Nanku untshangase edlala u-1-2 Pulenre ekutyen. Uzawuthini ekutyeni ngoku? Washaya into ekutyeni, washaya into ekutyeni. Uzawuthini ekutyeni ngoku? Nanku ekutyenzela ibhola wadlala upiyana kama Castro. Oh, wanini.
And that's how we start the show for you, ladies and gentlemen, with a little bit of commentary. Makes life interesting, of course, and makes the show interesting. Thank you very much to those voice notes. We didn't ask them. It was impromptu. They are excited about one of the biggest games on the continent, excited about the Soweto Derby. So, as an expression of their passion, they sent us those voice notes. And we'll certainly hear from more of those kind of voice notes throughout the show. Hello, and welcome to the weekend special. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu, and this is Sokala Duma Radio. In this week's episode, we are chatting all things Derby and taking a look at what's coming up in this sporting weekend in terms of South African football. Well, without any further ado, let me just look at the topic that was at hand from us to you on social media. We ask you to participate on that, and your participation will be played out throughout the show, as I've mentioned. It was a very simple question as to whether or not the Derby still excites you. Is it still an important fixture in South African football? Of course, it's a rhetorical question because the Derby is important, but of course, we want to find out your thoughts about the fixture. And quickly on Facebook, Ali Mashubane said it's an overrated fixture, the Derby. Nothing exciting about it. I'll be watching some movies on Saturday because they are more exciting than the Soweto Derby. And Tulani, aka Simanye, says it's boring. The Derby is boring because we always beat Kaizer Chiefs there, but they don't listen. Shame. The Derby will always be special. That is according to Anele Nokoko. And then Bebeto Michael says, I am a Kaizer Chiefs supporter, but the games between Orlando Pirates and versus Mamelodi Sundowns, also Mamelodi Sundowns versus Chippa United, are more entertaining than the Soweto Derby. And then someone else says, Gledmore Derengi says, not anymore, because there's only one winner every time, and he puts in brackets Orlando Pirates. So that's the topic today. Of course, we'll have some comments which are not restricted by the topic, of course, people giving predictions, for example. And also on the show, we'll have our very own Gracia Michael Simpson giving us an analysis, a very short analysis of what will happen, or what she thinks will happen in the upcoming Soweto Derby. We'll also speak to the legendary Thabo Mngomeni, formerly of Bafana Bafana and Orlando Pirates, to get his thoughts about the upcoming Derby as well. And we'll give you also the fixtures for the upcoming weekend, and you will enjoy the show.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Soweto Derby will remain the biggest fixture of South African football, the biggest football event in the SADC region and in Africa.
The Soweto Derby will always be and will forever be the most entertaining soccer event ever to happen in South Africa, and we're looking forward for it. Sharp, Bagania, sharp.
Soweto Derby is no longer interesting, mainly because we always know that the winner is Orlando Pirates, and we as Kaizer Chiefs fans are always disappointed by the appalling performance of our players, which does not meet the standards of a top-flight football team in South Africa.
Well, one lucky lady who will be at the stadium to witness the Soweto Derby is Sokala Duma's very own Gracia Michael Simpson. She will be with a few colleagues there enjoying the spectacle from Cape Town to Joburg. You can catch her at Gracia M. Sim on Twitter. Well, this is her analysis of what she thinks will happen, giving us the injury updates, giving us the major players from both sides. Let's hear her speak.
With the derby being the biggest game in South African football, I think there's a fair amount of pressure on both teams to perform. For Ernst Middendorp, with this being arguably the biggest game of the season, this is the kind of game that will allow for an opportunity for him to solidify his position as Chiefs coach. Chiefs are under immense pressure at the moment. There's no secret about the injury challenges. And there's been much publicized goalkeeping concerns. As we know, Itumelengkune was ruled out. I feel the club was pressured to find a new goalkeeper. And I think that South African football fans tend to compartmentalize the things we don't want to address and glorify the things that we do. So in this instance, no one ever wanted to accept the fact that Kune will have bad days and that there could be the possibility of an injury. And now the club has been forced to look at something like this straight in the eye, and only once the knock came to the door. Well, they've since acquired the services of Daniel Akpe from Chipper, and the concern here is whether he can actually rise up to the occasion and perform in a game of this magnitude. I think that it does look likely that he could start the game, but of course we'll have to wait and see what the starting lineup say. I think this does put Chiefs in a situation where, due to the injuries and defensive struggles, I think the club could be forced to use the weighted derby debutants like Ntiatia and Teenage Adebe to add extra cover in defense. And then, of course, there's Daniel Cardoso, who can perform when he needs to. And there's always the opportunity to call up Moleko. I think the Chiefs are now being forced to focus on other areas of the game, such as the attack and the midfield. Between Park and Castro will depend on who'll start. I'm hoping to see Bernard Parker start. He has the experience, he has the charisma on the field, and is able to keep the team going when the chips are down. And he's also shown up in the bigger games. We don't know if new signing Refosler will start. And I think that Mindum will have to make use of his younger players for a game as big as this one. I think there will be a lot of focus on Nchongazi and Bilyat. I think Kama is the kind of player who is able to put the whole team on his back and win games single-handedly. I think Chiefs have had a bad run of form because of the injuries, which has become a bit of a headache for Middendorp. But I'd like to see how he as the coach works with what he has, because this is ultimately one of the continent's biggest rivalries. With the Orlando Pirates, on the other hand, I think the fans can be all confident going into this game. They have the bragging rights for the last couple of derbies, and despite the fans calling the team out for blowing hot and cold, I personally think that they've been doing incredibly well up until now, and they also managed their CAF commitments. What I think we could take away from the game of this caliber is that Pirates are facing a burden of a different nature. The technical team could be feeling the gravity of the pressure to come across as a united front rather than individual personalities. And I think this is probably the struggle for Michu Rilani and Fadlo. I think they'll probably rely on a tried and tested side, which could include the likes of Innocent Maela, Mlambo, Musa Niatama, and of course Vincent and Justin. Luvuyo Mamela has recovered from injury, and I think that will also be interesting to see, and to see who comes up in goal with, we know that Brilliant is now fully recovered. With Sundowns having almost caught up on the outstanding games, they do have one game in hand, which means that the result could go two ways for Pirates. This game could be the make or break game for Bucks. A win could see them leapfrog Sundowns to second place, the position they previously held, and they could remain in contention in the race for the title, but a loss could severely dent their title hopes. I'd like to see how the game goes, as with both teams feeling pressure, but pressure of a different kind, as I said. I'm calling it a draw, but I'm hoping that Chiefs throw a span in the works and actually give Pirates a run for their money. My prediction, 1-1.
It always has been the greatest game of our South African football and our domestic league since then. So even now, no matter how the team has been performing recently in the last season, seeing too many draws between the two teams, but I think it hasn't taken away the good game that these two South African giants bring, the momentum.
Pirates ruined this game because there's no chances like Kaizer Chiefs to win the derby. They have been defeated like twice.
Thabo Mngomeni, formerly of Orlando Pirates at Bafana Bafana, has a thing or two to say about the derby because, of course, he was a former hero of this fixture. Let's hear his thoughts about the game.
Hey, when it comes to the derby, I wish kubekho goals. Ndiyabona into okubana thina ziitimu ezinkulu singascori and then zobekiselaphi ezantsi and then izoba ingxaki ezosulela ibhola yethu yonke yiyo loo nto nje mhlawumbi napha kwi-national team singascori. Xa sinoqala nje apha kwiidabi kwiigeme ezinje sikhe singoyiki mhlawumbi noocoach aba mhlawumbi bakaye bakhe bayeka mhlawumbi bangabikho serious kakhulu man iubone la ubuthensobo. Bakho abantwana babo bakhe babakhulule mari with the right intention yasolo mfowethu.
But akho qala mhlawumbi onokekelela kulo ewe ke siyayazi into yoba uyilegend ye-Orlando Pirates ngokukwabona amadoda macala omabini leliphi icala oqonda uba uba ngaba bekunothiwa mhlawumbi ufake i-5 bob hayi ungayifaka kweli cala based on iform.
Ndizonyanzeleka mandiyifaka apha kwibhakabhaka. Ngonyanzeleka ndiyifaka apha kwibhakabhaka. I think mani nayo mani ithizwe kwigeme ephuma kuzo ayenzeka ngolu hlobo ndifuna ukwenza ngalo. Ndingatsho uyabona loo so isenze mhlawumbi sibe ne-upper hand kancinci ukuba nangabo abanewari kakhulu yabo.
And then xa sowujonga mhlawumbi
ndinewari kancinci mani apha kweli cala lam i-consistency qha yabafo bethu.
Kukhona nomnye umcimbi ke kweli cala lakho kodwa lo mcimbi lo ukho macala kukho le nto yoba kule midlalo ilishumi edlulileyo uguqule uSandile Lenzi wamtshintsha ngomabohwane wamtshintsha futhi ngompontshane akude kubekho uzinzo le nto yoba ngopho yena number one wakho nakweli cala le-Chiefs incame i-Chiefs yothenga umfana uAkpeyi itshintshe uVirgil Fries khawuhlomle kumkani ngokutshintshatshintsha koogoalkeeper uba ichaphazela njani i-backline i-backline yetim.
Definitely kodwa nemafibe ne-impact kubana lama-regula mhlawumbi seweqhele indlela ethile yokuthetha kwalo khipha uyabona lo unika information whatever. Ukhipha plays a big part especially apha kwi-defense starting from apha kwi-defense yanguye maseyiqalayo yabo so yonke into i-revolve around yena and nyhani it's a serious problem futhi le nto babakhipha andazi noba ngoku isulelwa yile nto yokubana singascori ngoku sophinda sikhale ngizoba mbini ngozimbini ngoku izinto ndizoba kuscora nokhipha but I think but kodwa kwelinye icala mana andithandi ntona sibagxake kakhulu manokhipha ubone leyo for instance iindaba zoluza ibhola ukhipha yandiyayazi is a last man but just like i-players naba sikhe sizenze nathi mistake uthi uphasela phaa ingayi phaa uthi hold ephume phantsi kwenyawo iyoba nje opponent iyayiqonda lo.
And then okokugqibela kumkani ucinga fanuba mhlawumbi badla ngokutsho coach bathi banentloko ebuhlungu kodwa emnandi xa bebanintsi abakhipha bestrong kukho umfana ukuthiwa khuzwayo kukho umpontshane kukho uSandile Lenzi kukho umabohwane wena mhlawumbi njengomqeqeshi ngoku as a former player now as a coach ubunoyithanda into yoba ubenokhipha abastrong abayi-4 nangona mhlawumbi izawudala into yoba bangathandi xa omnye engadlali.
Xa ndizocinga njengeplayer yabo for mnaqala ndingukhipha sibayi-4 andisoze ndonwabi ya izoba khona ubunegative ubuncane ukubana hayi man demogrand or whatever and then nakanjani for coaches yintloko ebuhlungu xa bonke bezoba kwi-level eyi-1 ngoba kuyanyanzeleka man ube number 1 no number 2 at least number 1 no number 2 funeke ibe sabinto
umgangatho obufana
ngokwe-rate ya so and then number 3 ngulo mhlawumbi ugrunywayo for so you understand alone not in labor beku level eyi-1 uba yi-4 hey ingxaki izoba khona
and then inantsika i-score predictions nabafana ke mhlawumbi ucinga fanele bazawubalasela ngomso
ndinothanda ulantoka mani 4-2 ya 4-2 yandizoma ndifuna i-goals nomfowethu
Sawubona msakazi, ake ngisho lokhu cha. Idabi isenedumelo noma lingekho kangako, kodwa nje idabi uhlezi kuyidabi, uhlezi kumdlalo omkhulu emhlabeni nje eSouth Africa jikelele yonke. Uhlezi kumdlalo nje uyayifanela nje nemdlalo weReal Madrid neBarcelona, umdlalo omkhulu ke nawo nje lona, uhlezi kumdlalo ubalani nabantu beloqane ndawonye bonke Soweto udabi. Isoweto udabi kuphela eyenza ukuthi stadium sigcwale phama namathikithi esheshe phele. Eminye imidlalo ayikwenzi konke lokho la eSouth Africa. So idabi senedumela.
Soweto derby still impresses me because if you look at the Soweto derby from 2016-17, the games have no longer been draws, but the encounters have been decided on.
Bafana Bafana coach Stuart Baxter has again reiterated that if he sees no progress during his tenure as national team coach, he will ask Safa to relieve him of his duties with immediate effect. Bafana have a knife-to-the-throat AFCON qualifier away to Libya late next month and need at least a point to book a ticket to Egypt for the tournament in June. Maritzburg United's newly appointed captain Brian Onyango is confident that the club won't be relegated from the ABSA Premiership this season. Onyango was adamant that the team won't get relegated and added that new head coach Eric Tinkler motivates the team to work hard. Kaizer Chiefs forward Hamad Billiard said he fully understands why he has been used sparingly in recent weeks and trusts in the plans of coach Ernest Middendorf. Billiard has started just two of Chiefs' last four games while being left out of their Nedbank Cup opener and featuring just 17 minutes in the 3-2 victory over AmaZulu 3 weeks ago. The Zimbabwean international said he understands that he needs to rest and that the technical team has been fully transparent with him. And those are the stories that made the headlines in the world of football this week.
I want to talk about the derby on weekend. The derby does not impress at all. There are many factors that lead to that. Soccer now is a business. When players go there, the coach told them that, you know what, you're going to play like this. Some of the players were restricted by coach not to express themselves. That's why derby is down now. So we miss those derby of Isin Choleng, Bochetso Makanya, Esther Sikwane. You know, those days, you know, all players take responsibility in the field of play. But now you go to derby, you know, it's boring, man. Truth speak, it's boring. Even though Pirates dominated the recent derby, but it's boring. We have to talk about the derby. 15 days before the kickoff, we must talk about the derby, the atmosphere. But now it's dull, man. Thanks.
Well, it's going to be a full list of fixtures in the ABSA Premiership, all barring one fixture. That is Mamelodi Sundowns was supposed to play this weekend. However, because of their continental commitments, that fixture will not be played. However, on Friday night, Maritzburg United will host Polokwane City. The high-flying Polokwane City, who are now at number 7 in the log. They can go as far as further as number 4 if they do well this weekend and if results go their way. This weekend at 8 p.m. Maritzburg United on Friday will host Polokwane City, and Bid vs Wits, the log leaders, will travel to Highlands Park on Saturday at 3:30. At the same time, major fixture for the weekend, the biggest one this year so far, Kaizer Chiefs will host Orlando Pirates at the FNB Stadium on Saturday. And on Saturday at 6 p.m., Chippa United will travel to Free State Stars. At 8:15, Cape Town City will travel to AmaZulu. And then on Sunday, Golden Arrows will host SuperSport United at 3:30. And at the same time, Baroka FC will host Bloemfontein Celtic FC. Well, Bid vs Wits, Mamelodi Sundowns slowly eliminating or eating the big elephant in the room, cutting it piece by piece there, with 34 points after 17 games. Bid vs Wits are number 1 with 37 points after 19 games. And number 3 is Orlando Pirates with 32 points after 18 games. So Sundowns are the second place team in the log with 34 points, only 3 points separating them between them and Bidvest, and having two games in hand. After the weekend, it will be three games in hand. Let's now glance at this week's Sokola Duma newspaper and what was contained in there. You always know that there will always be a Siya Gobhoza section where we talk all things transfer, player movements, and of course this week was no different there. You can check it out yourself for only 3 rand 90 cents as to what was contained there. However, there were other there was other content as well, which was very interesting. Our very own journalist Celine Abrams spoke to the chairman of Maritzburg United, Farouk Kadodia, about, of course, obviously, the situation that the club finds itself in. It's at number 16 with 11 points after 19 games. The situation looks dire. So they talk about that it is Farouk Kadodia happy with Eric Tinkler? Does he think that he will be able to take them out of the relegation zone? And of course, you can check it out for yourself for more there. There's also the editor's column by our very own Vuyani Joni, who talks about amateur coaches and the thankless job that they do at amateur level. The fact that they groom all PSL players that are currently playing, where at some point players, 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds playing at amateur football, and those coaches get nothing in return. He gives a prop and a shout out to them. There's an In Touch with Vuyani Joni and Thabo Matlaba is hilarious. He has some weird tales to tell about his teammates. For example, Mpoma Kola and some of his bad dreams about monkeys and gorillas and all that. You can check that out on the Sokola Duma newspaper and so much more as well. So I won't spoil the fun for you. You can check it out yourself. And we thank you very much for listening. As always, I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy the show, let your friends know that there is such a show called The Weekend Special, or there is such a show called a platform such as Sokola Duma Radio, where we have The Weekend Special on Monday. In reaction to the derby, we'll play your voice notes, whether you're happy, sad, disappointed, or apathetic. Simply, we'll play them on Monday on the fan reaction show. And of course, we also have the big issue, which we'll play on Wednesday next week. For now, it is thank you very much for listening.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.